Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a solo-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's your host, Annalena, and today I have a beautiful guest with me. Her name is Caitlin Spears. Welcome. So happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited actually about all of this, and I'm going to just share a little bit about her, her bio, and then we're going to take it away. As always, so Caitlin is a certified health and nutrition coach, fitness coach, and founder of Complete by Caitlin. At 18, she experienced a painful rejection from the hit show America's Next Top Model, which we probably all have heard about, which affected her relationship with her body and food. She went to have a successful modeling career and became a certified health and nutrition coach. And her mission is to empower individuals to feel strong, healthy, and confident, focusing on both physical well-being and profound self-realization. She holds certifications from the Integrative Institute of Nutrition in New York, Precise Nutrition, and ACE Fitness, and her methods have helped numerous individuals achieve their health goals. And Caitlin has also been a featured panel speaker expert for organizations like Wilhelmina Models, INN Boss Method, and New Miami Girls on subjects including health, entrepreneurship, and her experience in the modeling industry. Growing up on a farm in Oklahoma, Caitlin credits her dedication and strong work ethic to her early life, values she carries into her business today. Her approach to coaching is rooted in authenticity and a genuine desire to make positive changes in people's lives, positioning her as a respected leader in the health and wellness industry. And Caitlin is almost a neighbor because she lives in Miami, Florida.
Yes. Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, how does it, it's always like when we hear our own bio, right? Like, wow, that's me.
That is me. That's like a little blurb of my life story.
Yeah, really, really amazing. So there's so much stuff to talk about today. I think where I would like to go first is the whole body image thing.
Sure.
I did mention to you that I myself was anorexic in, how old was I? 12, 13, 14, 16, something like that. So I can really relate to this topic. And I'm not like in the model kind of industry or ever, I'm very short, I'm 5'3". But I think that's relevant for everybody, right? Because we have this like ideal we see on TV and the fancy magazines. So I would just love to hear your story about that a little bit and this topic of rejection.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of hit the nail right on the head. Is it doesn't really matter who you are. We kind of all go through this struggle, especially as females with body image. It is real. And the more social media becomes so prevalent, I think it makes it even more difficult because everything is perfect and photoshopped. And, you know, everyone looks amazing on social media. So we're constantly comparing ourselves to that. And that is just an unrealistic comparison because perfection does not exist, and we're trying to compare ourselves to what we think perfection is. But for me, I never really struggled with my body image when I was in high school because I grew up in a really small town. I actually grew up on a cow farm. So I grew up in a really small town. Social media wasn't as big yet, so I wasn't really comparing myself to these girls all over the world. But when I turned 18, I was scouted for America's Next Top Model, and I went through the whole casting process, months of this back and forth, getting my passport, doing the auditions and the castings. And the last round before they started filming, they emailed me and let me know that everybody loved me, but unfortunately they had gone in another direction and that they think I just need to work on my body a little bit and then try next season. And I was just like, work on my body. What does that mean? Like, I'm 18 years old. I'm athletic. I weigh less than 120 pounds. I'm almost 5'9". So wow. I'm very young. And, you know, at 18 years old, you're already so fragile. And something that someone tells you can really just like break you. And I didn't have the strength that I have now or the know-it-all that I have now to understand that that moment shouldn't have changed my entire life, but it did. And so when they told me I needed to work on my body, I immediately went down on myself thinking I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too short. I'm too, like, all of these negative things about my body that I love. Mm. And so that led me down this long path of years of struggling with how I looked, how I felt, the food that I ate. I never had a bad relationship with food. And then all of a sudden I was labeling food good and bad. I would literally restrict my food so much. And then I would be so like starved for like sugary foods that I would like go and get entire things of cookies and just eat the entire thing of cookie. Cause I'm like, if nobody sees me do it, did I really do it? Mm. And I just had this really, really bad relationship with my body and food for years. And so it was that one moment in time that changed the next 5 years of my life. Now, looking back on it, obviously, I've turned my life around, found health and nutrition. And I truly do believe everything happens for a reason. And I think that that was just a part of my journey. And that was something I had to overcome. Mm. But at that time, it was really, really hard.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Because we often talk about this like, well, we had some trauma like for years and years, but this is a beautiful example. That was just one incident,
yeah.
Right? It was this one person telling you something that created a story in your head. And it's also, I also agree with what you say. Everything we go through happens for a reason. And in the end, and even now we see this, like this has turned into a gift because now you get to share the story. And now millions of people can listen to what you have to say and realize that it doesn't matter what anybody says, right? You're perfect as you are. And also it shows us how dependent, it's kind of a codependency, right? Like, oh, because this person has this opinion, now I get to decide I'm not good enough, right? And I mean, that in itself is like crazy, right? That we just fall into that.
Yeah, I think it's also when you want something so badly and you feel mm-hmm. like you're just about to get it, like your dreams mm-hmm. are just about to come true. And then all of a sudden it just comes crashing down on you. And not only does it not happen, but then you get told this like awful thing that it's two in one. You know, your dreams are over. You don't feel good about yourself. Your body image is gone. So it was just all of these things all at once at 18 years old. I just didn't know how to handle it then.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's so important that you share this now with people. And also, I mean, what you said about, you know, social media, everything is like Photoshopped and stuff like that. And now we have AI, right? I mean, now we have everything looks just perfect kind of way.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So how did your journey then continue? Because you did then, you still became a model, right? And you did that for how many years?
I did it off and on from the age of 18 until now. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went back and forth in phases. I never really stopped pursuing my dream, but it made it a lot harder because I had a really, really bad relationship with my body and food. So I could never really get my weight under control or get my like life under control because everything was so chaotic. I would do really, really well for 6 months. And then I would like fall down the rabbit hole for 6 months. And then I would do really, really well for 6 months and then fall down. And it was just this really bad cycle of recycling these bad habits and these toxic thoughts. And truly, I don't think that any of this really changed for me until I was 23. And I decided to take a break from everything, like life, college modeling, all of this. And I actually applied to go to a computer coding / social media school in Bali. And I got accepted and I got a scholarship for it. And I, within 2 weeks, were booking my tickets and packing my bag and flying across the world to truly get lost and find myself. Because I felt like I had lost myself a long time ago and I really, really needed to go find myself again.
I love that. That is so cool. That's a magical thing about Bali, I have heard.
Yeah, it was truly one of the best experiences because I got to like go so far away that I didn't hear the noise anymore. I didn't hear what people thought they wanted me to be or what they thought they wanted me to become or to do. Instead, all I heard was myself. I got to sit with my own thoughts, with my own emotions, and truly ask myself, like, who are you and what do you want and what can you bring to this life? And, you know, stop feeling sorry for myself and start making real change happen. And I did. I went as far away as I possibly could. And I started to just like get quiet and listen to myself versus everybody else.
Yes. Okay. I love this. So, and you know, right, we are called the art of slowing down for a reason. Yes. Because I mean, especially in the whole self-development world, right, if you can call it like this, I remember when I first dove into it, I always felt like I need to know more and they have the answer. They have the solution. And here's the magic 5-step process. And 5 minutes later, there's another person. No, but this is the way how it has worked for me. You better try this, right? And then eventually, which goes down exactly to what you were saying, is like, it's about unbecoming who we're not. Instead of, because it's always like you have to become this person, you have, and it's about adding on stuff.
Yeah,
but in my life everything has been about I feel the best when I have less clutter, I let go of things. It's like what turns me on is minimalism, less is more, slowing down, and I actually am more productive, I get more done, you know. Yeah. Like it's we have it so backwards, right? Like it's crazy.
Well, and I think what I've noticed looking back on my years of 18 to 23 is in the United States, everybody thinks you need to graduate high school, go to college, get a job, have kids, mm-hmm. buy a house. Like that's what you do. That's like the order you follow. And if you don't follow that order, or at least back when I was 18, you aren't doing it right. And you're not going to be successful and you're not going to be able to have the lifestyle that you want. And so I felt all this pressure of like, if I don't go be a doctor, or if I don't go do something that makes a lot of money, I'm never going to be happy because I'm not going to have money. And if I don't have money, then, you know, it was just this back and forth conversation with myself, always trying to be something that I wasn't. And so I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah. I think like 99% of us.
Yeah.
I still work on it, to be honest. It's so difficult sometimes because especially now in this day and age with social media, there's just, and now AI again comes up, there's just more and more and more information, right? Yeah. And I truly believe the magic is in what we don't even know yet.
Yes.
All the information stuff we already know, like, yeah, I can Google that, just, you know, doesn't really bring me much forward, but that real wisdom is inside of us. So what did you discover there within yourself? Like, who are you?
I discovered that I was pretending to be who everybody wanted me to be. I was pretending to like certain music and to go to a certain college and to act a certain way and to want certain jobs. And none of that was who I was. And every day in Bali, I woke up at 5 a.m. I did 6 a.m. yoga. I hung out with people who lived in my villa from all over the world. I had time by myself. We would hike waterfalls and go see beautiful places and go to these like prayer gardens and walk around town. Cause in Bali, they do prayers like 3 or 4 times a day. They like put out their little prayer cards with their flowers and cookies. And so you can just walk around and just feel, it's not even a religious aspect. It's spiritual. It's yeah. just so becoming. You just feel the air is like cleaner there, and that like everybody is not looking out for themselves, but everybody's looking out for everybody. And so it was a really, really beautiful experience. But I think what I learned there is I always knew who I was and what I wanted. It had just gotten, that voice in my head had gotten so quiet because I was scared of making everybody else upset by doing what I wanted. And so when I went there, I got that voice back. I got back that independence. I got back that strength. I got back that drive to not give up, chase my dreams, stop going back and forth and back and forth, but just finally stick with something because it's something that I want to do and I want to pursue. So actually, when I came back to Bali, I moved straight to LA, and that was where I was at for 6 years.
Wow, I love it. We should all book a ticket to Bali, seriously.
I know. And I know everybody can't all just like pick up your life and book to or and like book a trip to Bali. I totally understand that. But I think it's more about just figuring out like how you can go and sit with yourself and let those outside voices get quieter and let your inside voice get louder. Because it's really important that as we get older, we learn to hear our voice over everybody else's.
Yeah. I truly believe that is the one habit we should all become masterful at, because that makes you resilient. Because it's this thing, and I'm a recovering, or I used to be such a people pleaser, right? Because you said it, we do it to not upset people because we're so scared of the rejection and getting people up, because it feels uncomfortable, right, when other people get upset at us. So we were like, let's keep everybody happy, and that doesn't benefit anybody. And what I also want to mention, so you know, right, my podcast, we talk a lot about spirituality, human design, gene keys, and things like that. And I know that you're very brand new to human design. We're going to just talk a little bit about yours. And just for the listeners, Caitlin is a 6-3 generator with emotional authority. So I tell you a little bit what that means. But basically, just listening to you, like, the truth is, I don't think you need human design. Because the human design is a gift that we as humanity have received to have a reflection of who we really are, right? Mm-hmm. It's something related to astrology and ancient wisdom that has been there for thousands of years. And the essence of human design is to trust ourselves, you know? And maybe for you, like, when you learn a little bit more about your human design, you're just going to get more and more confirmation of what you already know and feel next level confidence, even more empowered, right? And like, oh yeah, darn it, like I'm on the path. Because, and it's called actually the science of differentiation. Like, we are all different, and that's perfect. I think always, like, it's the worst thing in the world if everybody's the same. I mean, we're gonna be robots, right? And all look the same, do the same, say the same, and take the same job. And I mean, it's completely like nonsense what we have created a little bit as a society. So I love that. And I've said this before in a podcast episode, because you're fairly young, right? So I have noticed that more and more people in their 20s or early 30s, like, they seem to already embody this more now, especially the kids and the younger generations, right? And then there's a generation of, like, where we have been getting conditioned even more for years and years. And that's why I'm so grateful we have human design. It's kind of a shortcut to, like, okay, this is who I am. And what everybody else says is just like, it makes me more resilient to that, at least. So.
And I think you said it a second ago, but like, embracing your uniqueness, it's the one thing that sets you apart from everybody else on this planet. So like, learning to embrace that is literally your superpower.
Yeah.
And I teach that to my clients, because they come in and, you know, I think they have these thoughts of wanting to look or be just like somebody else. And I'm like, but the only power that you have, the only unique power you have is your uniqueness, is sets you apart from everybody else. So stop trying to be like somebody else and just be uniquely you.
Exactly. And that's it. That's the message. No, seriously, right? That if we could just like all embody this. But I think it's just so beautiful to hear that message in different ways. And I love your energy and your enthusiasm behind that. So I also would love to hear, so you eventually, so from coaching, you became a health coach. I, by the way, I went through the Health Coach Institute training, and you did. Have you heard about that?
I did at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I did the health coaching program.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, because they're both very, very popular. And I think they're both amazing. So what draw you to that, to dive into that?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I had been modeling full time out in LA the entire time I was there. It was going great. And, you know, I was booking these big jobs, booking campaigns, working, and something was missing. I was not feeling as happy as I should. I was not feeling like I was fulfilled. I didn't feel like I was challenging myself. I didn't feel like I was learning anything. So I just almost, I think I had like my mid-20s crisis. I was like, oh, but I worked so hard to like build up this career. And, you know, I'm in LA and I'm where I thought I wanted to be, exactly where I wanted to be, doing what I wanted to do. But I think what happened was I changed. Like, I think I was supposed to do modeling. I was supposed to be in that life in my early 20s, into my mid-20s, even now. But there was something that was missing. And I just couldn't kick it. And so I started like having emotional breakdowns to my boyfriend, being like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like a fraud. Like, if I leave modeling, am I giving up? Like, what's happening? And he's like, no, like, it's totally fine. Why don't you just listen to yourself like you always do? Figure out what you love doing and then just start acting on that. And that's what I did. I knew I always had a passion for health, for nutrition, for really helping people. I love helping people. And so I started asking questions. And it was funny because a week after I started asking questions, I booked a modeling job for LA Fitness. Do you know what LA Fitness is?
It's a gym, right?
So it's a chain of gyms. And I was like, oh, like, I'm wanting to go into health and fitness. This modeling job's at a fitness gym. Maybe the universe is trying to tell me something. So I took the job and I went there and I asked everybody 100 questions. I asked them, like, what do they do? What do they like? You know, I was kind of telling them that I was at a confused place in my life. I was looking for something new. And one of the girls actually connected me with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition because one of her friends had graduated from the program. So she gave me that recommendation and it all just like took off from there. You know, I called the school and I got all the information and they were enrolling. The next enrollment was in August and I called in like May, I think. And I had let my sister know, just another like universal moment. I let my sister know that I might be going back to school, telling her what I was considering doing. And she told my grandma, and my grandma called me and said, hey, so I'm Native American, I'm Choctaw. She goes, hey, I think the Choctaws will actually give you a full ride scholarship to the school. Wow. And I was like, what? I'm an adult. Like, why would they give me a full ride scholarship? And she was like, well, they have a health program where any adult who is Choctaw, Native American, can get a scholarship to go back into health programs. Nice. So within 2 weeks, I applied, they approved me, they paid for my entire school, and I was enrolled in the program. So
if you don't mind, I want to, because this is literally, that's what I'm saying, like, you don't need human design, seriously. So in human design, it's about how are we supposed to make decisions, because that was the big decision for you, right? And as a generator, we're here to wait to respond, right? We like, because you had the idea, and sometimes we kind of just jump onto it too quickly, right? But you kind of like had the idea, then you leaned back, you waited, you got into, and this is also human design is so big on, like, instead of trying to figure it out, ask questions. And I just love how you were like, I just asked people questions and you were curious, right? So that is so beautiful. And then it's a feeling in the body. It's especially as a generator, it's like a gut feeling kind of sensation, right? Or you just know it's not up here. It's like this, your body is just pulling you towards. And then if something is really meant in your outside world, there will be things showing up, like just like you described it exactly to the T, like the thing with your grandma, then the person coming up with the INN, and like, and you kept like, yep, I want this, right? It's all like the universe keeps confirming it over, like you say, with the signs. That's exactly what it is. And then you went to do it. So
And I went with still not even knowing what health coaching really was, what I wanted to do, but I knew that this felt right. And as soon as I started the school, I was like, yes, this is exactly what I needed, what I wanted. And then, you know, you just, it's like you said, it's a feeling. I just knew it was right. I knew it was the right place.
Yeah, I love that. And then how was the experience, like, once you started?
Oh, I loved it so much. I did the accelerated program, so the 1 year, and it was amazing. I mean, I was learning so much about holistic health, about mindset, about nutrition, about fitness, sleep, you know, just holistically how you need stress management, all these routines, like things that I had never really been taught. And it was just really beautiful how they put the whole program together. The teachers were amazing. My classmates were amazing because we had like group things that we had to do together, group calls, group projects. So it was just overall a really amazing experience. And the more I got into the program, the more I kind of figured out the path that I wanted to take. And I really figured out that I was best situated to help the people who had been through things that I had gone through, you know, the eating disorders, the body image, lacking confidence, lacking the strength to keep going, recycling bad habits, all these things that I had done. I now knew I could teach people how to not do those things and to instead create sustainable lifestyle shifts to become healthier, stronger, and more confident, which is what I now do.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, we have always this thing in coaching, like, who's your ideal client? And people get overthinking about a client avatar. And I had that also many years ago. It's like, it's just me, who I was a couple of years ago or something, right? It's because I always think our life experience is more priceless than anything. And I think it was never helpful for me to hear this, like, well, this is what's popular. This is what's most in demand. But, well, if that's not my passion, if that's not what lights me up, if that's not what my expertise is, I mean, great, it's popular, but yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not situated to help moms necessarily. I'm not a mom. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of learning from your experiences. Like, could I help moms in certain areas? Absolutely. But I'm not trying to be a coach that specifically helps moms.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, because of course, that's kind of like, doesn't mean black or white kind of thing, right? Because there may be a mom that, but giving like particular, because you don't have like experience what it means to be a mom, but still, what you may have to share about stress management may be super, and there are other aspects from your journey that relate to moms or something like that, right? Yeah.
In the beginning, I definitely thought like, oh, I'll help models, but it's not been that at all. It's just been, I help people who have been in similar situations.
Yeah. I think that's perfect, because literally I've tried to figure this out for years, and these demographics that we think we need to put on, oh, people that are this age, or people that are this even gender, or people that are, like you say, have the same career like I have. But exactly, it's more the characteristics of, like you say, like in confidence and not having the habits or being a people pleaser, those kind of things, right? Yeah. I think that's beautiful. So another thing that you're really, really big on is, which I think we already discussed, but this idea or concept of trusting your intuition. So how do you help people with that? Like, how do you learn to trust your intuition? Like, what's your approach with that?
I think what I do is I help people build the right mindset, because if we have that foundation. So the first thing that I work with all of my clients on is building foundation, because if we don't have a solid foundation, we build this house and it crumbles.
It's funny, so, I always say that.
Yeah, so it's, we want to build this foundation, and your foundation is your mindset, how you look at the world, how you look at yourself, your body, the food around you, how you look at the beliefs that you have, like the beliefs you hold about yourself. Do you feel like you're an imposter? Do you feel like you can't do something because you're not good enough? We have to go through all of that. And I think that you trust yourself better when you have a positive mindset. When we have a good mindset and a good outlook and we love ourselves, we really, really love ourselves, we start to understand we can listen to ourselves, because when we love ourselves, we listen to ourselves. So that's kind of how I help my clients, I think, in trusting themselves. And then it's 12 weeks of just reminding them that they already have the answers. I'm just here to guide them in that direction.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, because we spend so much time trying to find the answers on the outside, and then we get exhausted and we're more frustrated and nothing really comes about from that. That's so true. I love that. And it's funny, like I told you, I also talk always about that foundation, right? Because if you don't have, so it's like the attitude we have towards life, right? Where we're like, okay, even though, like you mentioned, you had the challenge of like, with the modeling, people telling you like, work on your body. Okay, I can now have the attitude to see that, hey, that was a gift for me. Now let me help other people because I got to experience this, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. So now, what is your vision like for the world, for your, yeah, for your life, for the career, like the impact you want to make in the world?
Yeah, I think it gets bigger every day. Like, I think I really truly fall more and more in love with my business, with my passion, with my vision to change the world every single day. It gets stronger, it gets bigger. And I have this dream to truly impact as many people on this planet as I can, because I believe the number one thing, people should feel strong. They should be able to be healthy, and they should feel confident. Those three things are something that I think each human being should have available to them, the knowledge to become stronger, healthier, and more confident. So right now I do one-on-one coaching, which is, it's limited because there's only one of me. I can only do so much. But the cool thing is I'm actually launching a course November 1st. It's called the Look Good, Feel Good course. And I'm teaching people what I teach my clients. I'm teaching them my four-step method. So my four-step method is the Kate method. And it starts with connect, approach, integrate, and transform. During the Connect module, I'm going to teach people, like we just talked about, the foundation, the basics, mindset, learning to listen to yourself, learning to love yourself, learning to think about you and the world more positively. And then we move into the Approach module. And during those few weeks, we really work on approaching nutrition from a new lens. We don't want to treat food as good or bad. We want to understand why we put the food into our body that we do, what it does for our body. What are macros? What are micros? Why do we need calories? Like, you know, all of these things that we're not taught. Simple things like grocery shopping and cooking. Like, so many of my clients don't understand the basics of that. So just really packaging up the nutrition portion in the Approach module and teaching them everything they need to know about that. And during Integrate, I really focus on integrating their life from physical activity, stress management, sleep habits, hydration habits, and more. So much goes into integrating all these things into your life. And then finally, I teach you in the Transformation module how to create routines and systems so that you are able to create habits that last a lifetime.
I love that. What's your take on, because like routines, right? I think that's something that so many people struggle with. And we have also often this idea like, oh, I have to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and I have to do yoga for like an hour and then do journaling. And then most people are like, ah, I don't even have the time for that, and then kind of screw it. So do you have like a simple tip or approach?
Don't look at creating routines as all or nothing. Start really, really small. Start with doing one thing that you like doing. Don't make it too difficult. A lot of people jump in to doing an hour workout and they don't even like working out. So you're not going, and you're doing an hour. So you're not going to do that for very long. But if you do 5 minutes of an activity you like, whether that's 5 minutes of yoga, 5 minutes of walking, 5 minutes of lifting weights in your living room floor, like doing an at-home workout, or you go to the gym for 15 minutes. Start really, really small and do that consistently for several weeks before you try to add something else in the mix. The more you add at one time, you are not giving yourself time to create those sustainable habits. So start small, do one thing at a time, and build upon that. Eventually add a second, add a third, add a new routine in, but do it step by step.
Yeah, I love that. It's less is more, right?
Less is always more.
Yeah, and again, it's so simple, right? And I think we all know it deep inside, but because we're so overflooded with so much information and here's the new diet, here's the new exercise routine, here's the new trend, here's the new thing. And then we're like, we just get overwhelmed and we freeze and we don't do anything, right? So
I think what I've learned from my clients as well is everybody wants the results really, really quick. But what I try to teach them is you can have the results really, really quick doing it the bad, hard way. And you're going to lose those results because you're not going to be able to sustain them. So you're going to keep them for a couple of months and you're going to go right back to where you just were. But if you do it really, really slowly, incorporating tiny habits every single day that change your life, you're not only going to get the results, but you're going to keep them. It's just going to be a longer process, but you're going to enjoy the process.
So really we need to be patient, right?
Patience is absolutely key. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, these are all powerful reminders. Thank you so much for that. And if you would like, do you want to have a peek at your human design chart?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. And well, we'll just see, because I think so many of the things you already shared. So like I said, she's a 6-3 generator. And the essence, and you said it even like right now with the exercising. So this center here is the sacral center. So that's like the sacral chakra, right? Kind of the same thing. And when it's colored in, it means that you have a lot of energy, right? You can keep going and going, but only when you really like it, when it's something that really lights you up. And like you were saying with the modeling, like you could have pushed through, but when it's not really this thing that's aligned for you, what's meant for you, then we actually get burned out. We get tired and we get exhausted and we get frustrated. So the more you follow that bliss, the more you do what really lights you up, the more energy actually you generate out into the world, right? Which is such a beautiful gift. Then you also have, well, you actually, I want to say this, so Caitlin has, so there are gates in the human design chart. You see all these numbers here. So this is based on the right side, the time you were born. And then on the left-hand side, based on like when you were still in your mother's womb, like 88 days before. It's like our unconscious in some way, right? And you have your unconscious son is in this gate 29. And this energy, I want to just share with you what the essence of this energy is about, because that is actually for you, we call it the radiance gene key in the gene keys. It's specifically supportive for your well-being and your health. And this energy is about commitment and devotion. So that makes you radiant. So you're totally in your essence, what you're doing. Like just for me, like looking at this, because it doesn't come for you, it comes easier to you than others. And you are here to shine this out into the world. Like it's like almost like a sun radiating out into the world, so that other people like me or anybody else that may have find it a little bit more challenging to find that devotion, right? And that commitment, like we can learn from you, right? So, and you also have, because you shared, like you did all the different things. You went to Bali and then to LA and then to, now you live in Miami. So you have this, I told you, so you're a 6-3 profile. You will hear this in human design. We have a profile. And both of these energies are very experimental, especially in the first 30 years of life. So it's almost like for you, like it's double, it can be wild, it can be chaotic, it can be all these different things, right? And you learn from trial and error, basically. Nothing ever is a failure, right? So, and everything, that's right. Yeah, exactly. And another thing is that I can sense this just by you talking, because this is the throat center and you have the head and ajna defined. You have these, so all this energy, it's like almost like you're channeling divine wisdom, right? And when you share it with people in response at the right time, it's literally like, yeah, you're being perceived like a genius, right? As like, oh my God, this is life changing. And this is like really incredible. And using your voice is super important for you, actually. Like, and even sometimes like, if you're unsure about something, like you kind of explained with your boyfriend, you were talking about it, right? When you were like, what should I do? Like, you need to talk things out, right? You just need to like talk and not even get advice from people much. It's more like, can I just talk? Can you just listen to me? And then you find your clarity usually pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah. And you know, I think oftentimes we can feel like, oh, I talk too much or whatever. But for you, it's like super, super important to just talk a lot. And one thing I want to ask you, actually, so we have something called emotional authority. So you have, if you ever decide to go deep into human design, you will probably learn about this. So emotional authority basically means that when you have naturally on a consistent basis, like an emotional wave, which basically means there are times where, you know, like you kind of feel calm, cool, and collected, and then it kind of starts to build up internally, almost like, you know, in Disney World, they have these things that pull you up all the way in the sky and you're like, oh my God. And then they drop you down really fast. So that's kind of like, you have the 4130 wave. So it has a lot to do with expectations. So when we have really high expectations or something like that, and then things go a different way, it can very quickly pull us into like deep melancholy or like kind of like a shadow, kind of like an uncomfortable feeling place, right? So first of all, I wanted to ask you if you feel that internally happening for yourself.
I mean, I definitely, even just thinking back to like the America's Next Top Model situation where, you know, mm-hmm. one person said one thing and I really just like went down on myself over that one thing. So I think I'm prone to it. I think the older I get and the more I start to love myself and the more I'm comfortable with who I am, I listen to it less and less. But I think that absolutely that feeling is there.
Yeah, yeah. And the important thing is that is normal. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And the wisdom that many people find helpful with that in human design is that we're not supposed to make decisions when we feel like really super excited up high, right? Like, or when we feel really low. So it's always the wisest to just be like, let me just feel this out. Let me just be with it. You know, and I think you have all the tools because you're so with your attitude and your mindset about it. And, you know, I think you probably get really quickly out of it. And then we want to make that decision, which you can probably feel in your gut and your belly when, you feel more neutral with your emotions, right? So that's kind of like that. And because we're in a society, I think, where we're always like, just go do it and decide and do it quick and you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's something that I have found really, really helpful, because most people beat themselves up like, I shouldn't feel this way, or they get really hyped up, you know, oh my God, I need this. This is amazing. This is in the latest trend. And then they jump onto things. And it has helped me to tell people like, well, just wait out the emotions, give yourself a week. And then even like working with clients, right? It's like, I'd rather work with somebody where we write this out. So yeah. And then so you have, this is a beautiful energy. You have this 214 energy. We call it a channel. And that's actually very tantric kind of energy. So moving your body, which you're now in the fitness, right? So I can imagine you do fitness like yourself a lot. So that is also in this energy. And it's also all about responding to things that light you up and create new things and there's actually money energy in this chart. Like you create and make money with those kind of things, while there's a lot of feminine energy, like allowing and receiving support, that you don't have to do it all by yourself. So that's also a lot in that energy. So, and one thing that I find beautiful, because you talk so much about, you know, working with other people, right? And there's a lot of like teamwork in your chart. It's this gate 44 in your Mercury. So it's even like an energy you're here to talk about, like, you know, like not doing everything by yourself and supporting people and whoever is your, yeah, the people that are meant for you. It's not everybody, right? But that's also really, really, really strong in your chart, actually. So yeah, but again, like, it's literally like listening to you really made me like, yeah, she is, because the foundation in human design is to follow strategy and authority, which is, strategy and authority basically means that you wait to respond, like we talked, right? Which you already, you know that really well, because you're trusting yourself more and more. And then the authority is the emotional wave, where for big decision, we want to make sure we don't just jump into things. We're just like, so for you, for example, let me sleep on it. It should be very in your vocabulary, because don't ever let anybody push you into anything. And that's the foundation in human design, right? It's like, okay, the foundation of the house is that I'm trusting myself, right? And I'm what feels right in my body, even though the mind may sometimes be very, very active, overthinking. And that can be strong for you, actually, like, because you have a lot of energy up here, like analyzing and thinking and rationalizing and all that stuff, right? So that's why, honestly, with your chart, we call it very defined. So there's a lot of defined is when these centers are colored in, right? So you only have two centers white. So those energies are more fluid. You're more receptive here, but you have a strong energy as a person in general. Like you have seven centers defined. And especially with your mind is very strong, very, very active, right? So I think it's amazing that at such a young age, you have found these tools that you have, right? And not let your mind dictate your life, because it can totally disconnect you from actually your womb, from your sacral, from your gut feeling. So
thank you for that. That was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a couple of things, because I also don't want to overwhelm you, but I love looking at this. Also, I sometimes look at celebrities and stuff like that after I watch a documentary on Netflix or something. I did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger lately, and it was also, he had that devotion energy, like you, the 29 in his chart as well. And it was just like, this is so cool, you know? Yeah. And then also as a generator, so that's the type, which is, I think, around 37% of the population, like through, you know, repeating things and different experiences, like over time, we are here to become masterful at something, right? And it's normal that we have these like plateaus where we feel stuck, where we feel frustrated. And I always think it's just, it's like the universe is getting you ready for the next up level, right? It's just going to get better. And it's just gearing you kind of in the right direction. So yeah, I love that. So keep following the signs like you have been.
Thank you. I absolutely will. Yeah. Definitely. They have not led me. I wouldn't say they've led me wrong yet, but they've led me where I need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's also like in the moment, we don't understand why we're experiencing something, but then in hindsight, like with the modeling, I guess when you were there and you got the email, you're like, why? Right. And now like, what a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. In that time, you know, I felt really embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I just felt a lot of like emotions, you know?
Yeah.
And now I feel that it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I love that. So how can people find you on the World Wide Web, social media?
Yeah. So my website is thecbcmethod.com. CBC mm-hmm. is just by Caitlin. So mm-hmm. that's why that's brand. And then all of my socials are Caitlin Shay Spears.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I... So, you're... wow, she's on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, YouTube. That's awesome. I love that. And so I always ask a question at the end. So what's like your main nugget of wisdom for the listeners that you find, I guess, the most important of your message?
You know, I think it's just don't give up too soon. If you truly have a passion for something and you truly feel a certain way and you feel like what you're doing is going to make a difference in this world, don't give up. You don't know when and you don't know how and you don't know why, but if it's meant to be, it will happen. It may not be in the time that you want it to happen in. It may not be in the way that you want it to happen in, but don't give up. I think too many of us give up too easily in this day and age. We just feel like it's too hard. There's too many people doing it. It's not meant for me. But truly, good things do take time. And I mean, over my past years, I can attest to that. Like these 10 years felt like a really long time. But in retrospect, I'm exactly where I needed to be just 10 years later. Yeah. So don't give up.
I love that. I mean, I think I need that reminder all the time myself, you know? It's always like this idea where, I think I told my partner yesterday, like you are digging gold underground, right? And it's all sweaty. And then we tend to give up right before we hit the gold, right? Because it gets so hard. And we think, oh, I already did this like for 5 months and nothing happened. I haven't found anything. So, yeah.
Going back
to what is
about
that?
I think that's going back to your point earlier where you need to learn to listen to your gut feeling and not your mind telling you you can't do it.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Yeah, and it's also, I think we are supposed to, you know, like we are always looking something externally, like I'll be happy when I need this result. I also feel like now that you gave me something to think about, so when we have a goal or we want to accomplish something, like sometimes we put our self-worth on it. And I think if we do that, even unconsciously, the universe makes us work harder until we realize that our self-worth has nothing to do with actually, like, it's almost like I don't need the outcome anymore. And I'm just fully embracing life and enjoying life. Right.
Yeah, and then, absolutely.
Yeah. It's all like so interconnected. It's so beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your story. I find it very inspiring.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep doing your beautiful work. And I'll share everything in the show notes with everybody. And thank you also for me for the inspiration. I love what you're doing. And also, you know, the courage that you have to just leave something behind, which, you know, well, we could think, oh, let me stay a model for the rest of my life. That's where the money is and stuff like that. But to really model that, you know, trusting your instincts, trusting your intuition. And also, I found this so helpful that we always think, oh, I mean, I think there are many people that dream to be a model or they dream to be a movie star or they dream to be famous or whatever, right? But I love that you also shared, like, you just... yeah, it was great, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled and there was something missing. And I think so many feel like that. And it also helps, I think, people a lot that that's not what you're after. I think we're all after this sense of fulfillment and joy in our day-to-day life, right? So
it's, yeah. I think what's more important than anything is you feeling good about your life. And I think that overcomes the money, comes the fame, that overcomes all those things that come with those cool jobs. It's more important that you love, you truly at the end of the day love what you get to do.
Keep doing what you love. Thank you so much, Caitlin, again, and thank you everybody for listening. I hope and trust you enjoyed this episode like I did, and I'm excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you. And and see you next time.